You had a show on Comedy Central, the Jeselnik Offensive, and you made fun of, you had a sketch called Shark Party.
Yeah.
That was talking about a guy in New Zealand who was part of a shark attack.
Yes, he was a part of a shark attack.
That's a nice way to say it.
He was eaten by a shark.
He was eaten by a shark.
Every year, it's like a real problem that sharks are being wiped out, like worldwide. Like every year, hundreds of millions of sharks are killed for their fins or just for trophies or whatever, but hundreds of millions a year. This is a species that's older than almost any other in the world, and we're wiping it out. Every year, 30, 35 people are killed by sharks. So whenever I hear about a shark attack, I'm like, yes.
Right,
I'm like, home team wins, yeah. So I thought on my show, let's have like a shark party and do like a crazy like blowout, like celebration of someone getting eaten by a shark. Yeah.
And there were dancers. Danced.
We had dance. I had to learn choreography. We had dancers come out and I'm like dancing. And if you know anything about me, I do not dance. If you see me dancing, you know one of two things is happening. I'm either completely hammered or someone died in a shark attack. So we had dancers who were like wearing shark dresses come out and we're dancing. And then a girl like wearing like a shark head and almost nothing else comes out and gives me like a lap dance.
Yeah.
It was super tasteful. It was pretty awesome.
And how'd it go over?
It went over pretty big in America. In America, people thought the joke was that I danced. Like they were like, Anthony, we know what your comedy's about. You're a monster. It was just funny to see you dance. Like it was silly. But in New Zealand, where the guy was from who got eaten, they'd never heard of me. And they get the video over there, like it comes out online, and the media took it to the guy's family and were like, they're like, what do you think about this bit?
I mean, their media is more sensationalist than I would have ever thought for New Zealand if they did that.
I didn't even know they had a media. There's like 30 people. There's like 30 people over there. I felt like this will be fine. And after that, like the story blew up, they went crazy.
Yeah.
They went really crazy. Yeah.
But it's New Zealand. I'm sure it went away quickly.
Kind of.
Kind of.
A little bit. I think if you say the name Jeselnik in New Zealand, they perk their ears up. I don't know if I could ever go there. I certainly got some death threats from the New Zealanders.
Wow. Yeah,
a lot of death threats from New Zealand. They don't have much to do. So this was like a big deal to them.
A death threat from a New Zealander sounds almost adorable.
It was. I was looking out for boomerangs left and right for quite some time. I couldn't go see the latest Hobbit movie.
Too
many bad memories.